We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
What's going on, world? KC Vibe back with episode uno.
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing today? Finna make it happen.
I'm the K.
And I'm the C.
And we back to vibe with you guys today for what, 30 minutes?
We're going to make it happen, Captain.
We're giving people 30 minutes?
We're going to give them 30 minutes, y'all.
All right, today's episode is going to be about how we met.
Yeah, the very, very beautiful moments.
We taking it back to the beginning of when he stalked me.
I ain't stalking nothing, but we'll get into it.
Yeah, stay tuned, y'all. Y'all,
what's going on, people?
Hope you guys had time to sit back and get your coffee, your donuts, your midnight snack,
your snack,
whatever you need for this story time.
Uh-huh.
Yo, we're gonna take it back for a little bit.
It's gonna be interesting.
The year was
2008.
Whoa, no,
2007.
Damn, y'all, he fucking up already. The year was 2007.
I just said that.
What was the location?
Mannheim, Germany.
Mannheim, Germany. Where were we?
Mannheim, Germany.
Where in Mannheim, Germany?
At the PX on B of V.
Yeah, I was at work, y'all.
Yeah, now I was a brand new soldier, man, checking in, man, trying to get me some linen so I can go to sleep. So I had to go to the PX to purchase some. And for those of you that don't know what the PX is, it's basically a Walmart on the installation, on the Army installation. So she worked there as a cashier. And I was a new soldier coming in to get me some linen, so I can go to sleep at night. So, you want to get your version?
I actually saw you the first time you came in.
Yeah, she saw me the first time.
And the first time you came in.
First time she laid eyes on me, she couldn't believe. She was like, ooh, this fine dude right here is.
Bruh.
You ain't know what to do with yourself then.
He be flattering himself.
Hey, it's the truth.
But, no, first day he came in, I peed game. He was kind of cute or whatever.
Kinda.
I asked the girl who was working in front of me who actually rang him up. I was like, yo, what's his name? Because, you know, at the PX, you got to check IDs for everything. So I was like, what's his name? And she was like, I don't know. I'm like, what you mean you don't know? You get paid to check names. She was like, I really wasn't paying attention. I was like, oh, okay, well, whatever.
So you trying to save me for herself?
Okay. So day went on normally. And then what was it, the next day?
Yeah, the next day. Yeah, I came in and then again.
Yeah, it was the next
day.
Yeah,
it was the next day, yeah.
Yep, next day he came in and he was just randomly walking around. And I was already on 10, y'all, because your girl had been, I played basketball. So I came from basketball practice to school. I mean, basketball practice, excuse me, to work. And I'm sitting there, like, tired as hell, ready to go on break. So, your girl was already on 10. So, he come into my line right as I was sitting to go to break. So, I look at my supervisor. I'm like, after him, I need to take a break. Can I take a break? And she was like, yeah, whatever. So, he came with a clearance CD that was marked at like 80% off, y'all. I don't even think he really wanted this damn CD. It was 80% off, and he came and got in my line for a damn CD that probably rang up at 57 cents. And I'm sitting there like, this dude really finna take his time over this damn clearance CD. So when I asked to take my break, he was like, well, can I walk with you on your break? That's what happened, right?
Nah. You ready for my version? Or you
gonna keep going? Yeah, this is what happened. Go for it.
Okay, so here's what I remember as clear as day, okay? So I walked up in the PS, and I was going to get me a CD, man, because, you know, I wanted to vibe to some music, man. So walked in the PS, man, to get me a CD. And, you know, I'm from Atlanta, man, so, you know, I was a big Gucci fan back then. So I walked up in the PS to the music department, to the music section and seen they had a Gucci Mane CD. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go and cop this CD right quick, you know, and it was on clearance. I was like, man, that's even better. So I went up, got the CD, and then I wasn't even in her line. She called me over. She was like, hey, I'm open over here. So I was like, okay, right on, look cutie, okay, okay. So I went up to the line, you know. She rung up the Gucci Mane CD, and all of a sudden, when she was ringing me up, she said, hey, can I go on break? I said, oh, okay, that's a clue right there. That's a sign right there. So I was like, okay, so, you know, saying she wasn't going on break after she ring me up, that means she probably want to holler at your boy. So I was like, okay, so, hey, when she said, can she go on break, I was like, hey, you mind if I holler at you? Can I talk to you? And that's how that went. You know what
I'm saying? And I told them, yeah, but you're going to have to walk and talk because I only got 15 minutes.
And I was fine with that. But, you know, the whole thing about, you know what I'm saying, me going straight to your line, you called me over to your line.
Yeah, because in order for me to go on break, I needed to take at least one more person because PX is dead as hell, y'all. Dead as hell.
Come on. So you're telling me you weren't feeling me? When you first
I told you, I liked you the first time exactly. I saw you, but that particular day, I was just irritated.
Okay, okay, but then I make your day?
So, anyway, he proceeds to follow me while I'm on break.
Follow you? We were walking together.
And so he's talking, and he asked me for my name, which I don't know why he asked me for my name, y'all, because I found out later on he ain't even put my name in his phone.
Okay.
I was saved under FG.
Future girl. That what that meant.
Nah,
future
girl. Fam.
Future girl. That what that meant.
He ain't even say my name, so I must not have been too important
to him. Nah, on the real though, man. Like, you know when you putting numbers in your phone and you really ain't got time to be putting their whole people whole name in the phone, so I just made up two letters and put it in there, you know?
Nah. Let's talk about how you got to my number.
Okay.
Because we were talking for about, what, 5 minutes or so while I was on break?
Yeah, yeah.
And he asked for my number. What did I tell you?
What you mean you told me? You gave me your number.
No, the first time you asked me for your number, for my number,
you
what did I tell
me
you?
You was finna start dating girls or something, what you say?
I did not say that. Your ass lying like hell.
Well, I don't know. What
this why y'all can't take his version serious. Because he got the mind of an 84-year-old. Nah, anyway, see. He asked me for my number, and I was like, I'm really not trying to talk to nobody right now. I just got out of a relationship. Uh-huh. I'm not trying to be in a relationship with nobody else.
Uh-huh.
You remember I said that?
I kind of recall. Mm-hmm. Kind of recall.
So I don't want to be bothered. I ain't say nothing about dating no girls or nothing.
You said something like that.
He freaking making up shit. If y'all know, y'all know. Y'all comment. The folks who knew us back then, comment. Yeah. If y'all know,
they
y'all
won't
know.
Know that day.
So He was like, well, what's your line? If you give me your number, I promise I'll spend the rest of my life trying to make you the happiest girl in the world.
I said, I'll make you the happiest girl in
the
world.
So I was like, he got a little game or whatever. I guess I can give him my long-ass number. I still remember my number.
From Germany?
015-152-000150.
Yeah. Germany had them long-ass
early codes. I gave my number, 015-15-2015-0. And I was like, all right, I'll get my number, whatever. He ain't gonna call. Bruh, I don't think he left the parking lot before he hit me up.
Okay, well, that should let you know that I was serious about it then, right? It wasn't no game.
And so. All seriously, real talk. I knew that he was different because when he hit me up, he asked me what time I got off work. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I'll walk you home. I was like, oh, okay. Cool, whatever. That right there should have been a red flag for me because I just met this dude. Why am I letting him know what time I get off work to walk me to my house?
Hey,
I must have been on something.
You was feeling me, man. That's what it was, you know.
I must have really been on something.
Yeah.
But we ended up not going home that night. Well, we went home. I went home that night eventually. Yeah. But we didn't go straight home.
Yeah.
We ended up walking for, what, about 2 hours?
Yeah, walking and talking, you know. Getting to know her, you know what I'm saying? Letting her get to know me, you know. And, you know, and a connection was made that night, you know. And a lot of people don't believe it in love and first sight and all that stuff. But, you know, I was feeling her a whole lot. And I think she was feeling me, You know, so, you know, we end up talking, you know, about all kind of different things we for those did. 2 hours. And
We talked about our future, our past.
Yeah, yeah. And I think at the end of that, we end up calling each other, you know, that same night.
Talked for even longer.
Yeah. I think we end up falling asleep on the phone.
we've been inseparable ever since.
Yeah, it's been like that ever since, man. But, you know, I knew when I met her, man, I was like, you know, this girl right here, you know, she may be the one. But I really did not know, because at that point in time, I was a player. You know, I was out there trying to do everything, because...
Everything and everybody.
I don't know about everybody, but...
We'll get into that on another podcast.
Yeah, but, you know, I was at the point where, you know, I had my heart broken. You know, and I was like, you know what? You know, it ain't going to happen again.
It's that song that was based on you.
What's that?
Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe.
Well, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You could say that, but then again, I say like this. It reminded me of that. I was like that Omarion son. That, you know.
Oh, God.
Icebox. You know, I had
an
Icebox.
I'm not an Omarion fan.
Where my heart used to be. You know, as you know, I was cold in the game, man. Because, I was low down, man, for real. I had promised all these girls that they can go to Germany with me. I had two girls waiting on me in Atlanta at the airport talking about they ready to go to Germany, and I just stood their asses up because I'm really wasn't going to take them. But I was just giving off the vibes that I had received from my previous relationship, and that wasn't right, you know, and I regret that decision to this day. But, you know, I wasn't trying to, I was just
girls,
out there.
if y'all listening and y'all still standing at the airport, I don't think he coming, y'all.
Nah, y'all this got, shit don't flew. That goddamn plane
y'all
don't flew.
Y'all gotta go home. But nah, moral of the story, you know, he never met a bad bitch like me.
I mean, you know,
I came in and swooped in and changed the player's life.
It's true. I can't deny that.
Changed the player's life or whatever.
But yeah, but that's how it was, man. Like, for real, when I saw her, I was like, man, I said, she bad, you know. And I ain't never had a girl that bad, you know. I had some fine girls, but.
He ain't never had nothing this bad. I've seen some of your exes. I'm sorry if y'all listening.
She ain't seen all alone. She seen some of them. She ain't seen y'all alone. So she just judged based on the ones that she saw before. But, you know, I done had some baddies, but now compared to her, though, you know. Because she was on a whole different level, you know what I'm saying? And at that moment right there, I was like, you know what? At first, I was kind of a little subjective, but I started opening up to her, you know. And the icebox where my heart used to be started melting, you know what I'm saying? So she turned the heat on for you, boy, you know. And next thing I know, you know what I'm saying, I couldn't stop talking to her at all. I was spending a hell of money to come see you, too.
Yeah, I remember. Every freaking day.
Nah, I was breaking the bank just to go see her, you know what I'm saying? Because she didn't stay where I stayed at. She stayed a little bit away from me, not too far, but it was a good amount of money to take a cab, spending euros to go see her every day. Yeah. So, yeah, or trying to catch the shuttle, you know.
Yeah, it was fun times, though.
Yeah.
We would go into all the details about the beginning of our relationship, but we're probably going to have to save that for another podcast.
Yeah, we'll save that for later. That's pretty.
That's a story all on itself.
Yeah. But yeah.
Bruh, I had so many females on my phone, I don't even know how they got my damn number. I'm like, goddamn, finding me on MySpace and shit. Oh my goddamn.
Yeah, we're gonna get into that. That's gonna be pretty juicy too, y'all. Yeah,
we'll get into that. But that right there is our origin story. Love at first sight. It's been a fairy tale.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say it's been all good. We done had our share of times where I wanted to smother him with a pillow.
Yeah, I mean, a few bumps and bruises along the way, but not physically, you know. But you know, it's just learning lessons, you know. I mean, it's all about trying to be, like, if you go through a rough patch, getting out of that rough patch and seeing the clear vision at the end of it and sticking it out and staying strong for the person that you love, you know?
So that's our origin. We started dating October, the end of October, right around Halloween. So October 30th, 2007, we were engaged to be married with a Sunday before Christmas.
Yep. See, that's how you know, man. I mean, you turn the player, and all of a sudden, you got them engaged, man. You know, and you like, man, what the heck happened? You know, you can't call it. It ain't nothing but love, man. You know.
Yep.
But the moral of the story is, you know, saying she wanted your boy. You know.
But as we got on the recording here, which I'm finally glad I got, he wanted your girl.
Yeah, I did. I ain't gonna lie. I did want, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and we still together to this day, you know.
Still kicking.
Still kicking, you know what I'm saying? Still got a whole lot of kick in us, you know.
Still got a lot of kicking to do.
Yeah, still a whole lot. A lot done happened between all these years, you know.
Oh,
shit. A whole lot done happened, you
know. A whole lot. We'll get into that. We got a lot of juiciness for you guys. I'm very excited about this podcast, being able to talk to you guys about all that.
Yep.
We're going to talk about our past relationships.
Yeah, we'll get into it. I mean,
the relationships within our relationship.
Well, I don't know
them
about
crazy,
that.
Them crazy females who tried to hit my phone up and shit. The crazy dudes.
And we're gonna talk about the kids too, how they came about and how fast everything happened. You know.
Yeah, and everyone's favorite thing, we're gonna talk about in-laws.
Yeah, we'll get into the in-laws.
Get into the juicy, juicy.
I really don't have no complaints about my in-laws at all. But I can't say the same for her.
We got some stories, y'all. I think, how much time have we used?
I ain't been keeping up with time.
Me either. I wanted to tell you guys, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. You can find me on Snapchat and Instagram at @TheReal_Knockout. That's @TheReal_Knockout. You can find me on TikTok, @AO_KO2. That's @AYO_KAYO with the #2. You can also find this podcast streaming on podcast services and on YouTube.
Yep. We're going to put it all on there.
We're going to put it on YouTube. You're looking for our YouTube. Our YouTube is KC Vibe. YouTube is KC Vibe. Email. If you guys want to submit any questions, if y'all got any questions or y'all got anything y'all want us to discuss on the podcast, y'all can remain anonymous if you want.
Yep.
Hit us up at askkcvibe@gmail.com.
Yeah. We ain't going to expose nobody. So, I mean, if you want to hit me up, man, I really ain't on Snapchat like that, but I am on Instagram and TikTok at MartyMar86. That's MartiMar86. You can hit me up on those two platforms if you want to. Like I said, I ain't too big on Snapchat, so I ain't going to give no information out on that. You can catch the intro if you want that information.
Yep. You ready to get out of here?
Yeah, we'll make it happen. I don't know if that was 30 minutes or not. Could have been a little more. Could have been a little less.
Hey.
You know, but we got the main meat of the story out.
Got things to see and people to do, y'all.
All right. What? I ain't got no people to do now. I mean, I better be the only nigga you doing.
Till next time.
All right. Deuces.
Bye.